Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Democratic congressional leaders say that President Trump's agreed to meet tomorrow ahead of government funding that runs out Tuesday night. The House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries tells ABC's This Week.
We want to find bipartisan common ground to find a spending agreement that avoids a government shutdown and actually meets the needs of the American people.
State and local officials in Portland, Oregon say there's no public safety threat that necessitates deploying soldiers to the city. President Trump said he would send in troops to combat, quote, domestic terrorists. Flash flooding in Arizona responsible for at least three deaths in Globe, about 90 miles east of Phoenix, while the Carolinas are bracing for a possible tropical storm. Tropical depressions expected to strengthen into tropical storm Imelda today. In North Carolina, three people were killed, eight were hurt in a shooting at an outdoor waterfront bar. Authorities say somebody was firing from a boat into the restaurant. One person's been detained. This is ABC News.
Start your day with me, Pam Yonke, every morning with the Midwest Farm Report, right here on WISS.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Wisconsinites are getting loud about how proposed utility rate hikes would impact their lives. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
Alliant Energy, Xcel Energy, and Madison Gas and Electric filed applications with the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin to increase their electric rates in 2026 and 2027, citing a need for infrastructure upgrades. Xcel customers like 60-year-old Thomas Burhan of Superior have already been grappling with how to keep up with rising costs. Burhan, who is disabled and lives on a fixed income, says his energy was already shut off earlier this year after he fell behind on payments.
It may be only $16 or $18, but that money could be spent for a medication that I need, for groceries, in many other better ways.
Xcel Energy electric rates would increase by more than 11% next year and by about 7% in 2027. Burhan voices strong frustration about the disparities between Xcel Energy executives' compensation and the financial struggles of ordinary Wisconsin residents. In 2024, Xcel Energy CEO Bob Frenzel made $12.7 million, according to Salary.com.
I could live off that 1 hour's work very comfortably for a month and have money to burn. And that's what is so infuriating. They have no idea what it's like for the common people in Wisconsin.
Public Service Commission hearings for Xcel Energy took place earlier this month. PSC says it will make a decision on all three utility rate cases later this year. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The Packers on Sunday Night Football. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Dallas, where the Packers are playing the Cowboys tonight. Green Bay began the season with convincing wins over the Lions and Commanders, but lost last week in Cleveland to a Browns team that hadn't won a game since last November. I spoke to Packers tight end Tucker Kraft about the start of their season so far.
You know, we did great week one, week two, coming out, trying to put points on the board. We just got to stick to that. It doesn't matter if we're home or away. We're going to come out on the first drive and try to get points on the board. That is just the demand of our offense. The defense needs us to play like that so we can play complementary to them. They hold the team to 13 points in the fourth quarter. It was 10-0 up until the fourth quarter. That's remarkable. Not a lot of defenses are doing that. We have the best defense in the NFL, so we have to help them out.
That's Packers tight end Tucker Kraft with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report right here on WISS, Oshkosh and Appleton.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Eddie patchy fog giving way to sunshine and a pleasant afternoon on the way with highs in the mid and upper 70s. Tonight, clear skies, light winds, and lows to the upper 40s to lower 50s. Monday, sunshine with upper 70s to lower 80s. It's 53 at our studios.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity. especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow human some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
The green and gold tailgating, the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Pete Schwaba. On the next Nightlight, I welcome comedian Mike Lucas and director, producer, and founder of Wisconsinology.com, Frank Anderson. Thank God it's Monday. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to WISS.
The music of the stars, we're back on. We'll be here till high noon on most stations here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Lou Vergani, your host. Thank you for being here. Our kind of music, you're the best audience anywhere because, well, you get it. Who remembers Snooki Lanson? Come on, that's disrespectful for me to say that. Come to think of it. He was a big star on television. Oh, back in the 50s and before, actually. He was on Your Hit Parade. His real name is Roy. The music of the stars, Snooki Lanson. The last time you heard that name.
My dearest, my darling, tomorrow is near. The sun will bring showers of sadness, I fear. Your lips won't. Shine, for I know tomorrow that your love won't be mine. It's almost tomorrow, but what can I do? Your kisses all tell me that your love is untrue. Stars cease to shine, and hope someday, darling, that you'll always be mine. It's almost tomorrow, for here comes the sun, but still I am hoping that tomorrow won't come.
Almost tomorrow, but what can I do? Your kisses all tell me that your love is untrue.
I love you
you for being with us.
Richard, it's nice to be here.
Very looking forward.
Look at that.
A sitting ovation. How very nice. It's nice they remember you. Isn't that exciting?
It certainly is.
Where did you get that name?
As I'm told, there was a song in the late teens that Irving Berlin wrote called All Night Long They Call Me Snooky Ookums.
Then there was just a nickname then?
That was
that your mom gave you? That's not your real name.
No, my
what is your real name?
Real name is Roy.
Roy, anything else?
Sailor.
Uh-huh.
S-A-I-L-E-R.
Sailor.
S-A-I-L-E-R. That's the
your
doctor
mom? Oh,
that delivered me.
Was his name Sailor?
His name was Sailor Anderson.
And your mom just named you after a doctor?
After him. Well, you know, that was a thing in those days. Maybe you name after the doctor, he'll deliver you cheaper.
Luckily, you weren't delivered by the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. Now, you sang how many songs on a show?
Well, it was 2 to 3, you know, according to, if you did a duet, like with Eileen or Dorothy or June.
Yeah.
Just
did they have cue cards for the words?
Oh, no, we didn't have any cue cards.
But did you have to learn all of the songs?
You learned as many as you could, and then you wrote lyrics in your hand, in your hat, on the wall, on the floor, anywhere that you could.
Was that not dangerous any time?
Well, it was very dangerous because several times you'd write them on the floor and right before the show, mop that floor up and then once you lose.
But the show was live, so what would you do?
Well, you just did the best that you could.
So sometimes you would sing incorrect lyrics?
Oh, many times.
Oh, many times?
Many times.
Well, because now you can talk freely because you're up. But...
And we did commercials.
Live commercials?
We did live commercials and they were not right.
All night long he calls her Snooky Ookums, Snooky Ookums. All they do is talk like babies. She's his Jelly Ellie Roll.
He's her Shuggy Ooger Bowl. Here's the way they bill and coo. Pudgy-woo, pudgy-woo, pudgy-woo. All night long he calls her Snooky-ookums, Snooky-ookums. All night long the neighbors shout, cut it out, cut it out, cut it out. They cry, for goodness sake, don't keep us all awake with your Snooky-ookie-ookie. Baby talk.
Snooky Lanson in Heartbreak Hotel.
Number 5 on the survey. Snooky Lanson has the subway blues as he sings the number 5 tune, Heartbreak Hotel.
Well, since my baby left me, I've found a new place to dwell. It's down at the end of Lonely Street at Heartbreak Hotel. And I'm so lonely, I feel so lonely, I feel so lonely, I could die. Though it's always crowded, you still can find some room for broken-hearted lovers to cry there in the room. And I'm so lonely, and they're so lonely, I feel so lonely I could die. Well, the bellhop's tears keep flowing, and the desk clerk's dressed in black. They've been so long on Lonely Street, they never will get back. And they're so lonely, they feel so lonely, they feel so lonely they could die. So if your baby leaves you, and you want a new place to dwell, just take a walk down Lonely Street to Heartbreak Hotel. And then you'll be lonely, and they'll be lonely. You'll feel so lonely, you could die.
Snooky Lanson on your hit parade.
Well, since my baby left me, well, I found a new place to dwell. Well, it's down at the end.
is feeling heartbreak hotel. Well, I'll be it's a lovely baby. I'll be it's a lovely baby. I'll be so lonely I could die. Could I have a little more echo on my voice? Although it's always crowded, that's got it. You still can find some room for broken-hearted lovers to cry there in the gloom. Now the bellhop's tears keep flowing, the desk clerk's dressing black. Well, it's been so long and lonely. See, well, let her get back. Well, now if your baby leaves you and you got to tell the tech, well, you take a walk down Lundy Street to Heartbreak Hotel, where you will be, or rip my jeans, where you will be a third pair today. You'll be so lovely you could die. For jazz. Although it's always crowded, you still can find some room for broken-hearted lovers to cry there in the gloom. So that's too much echo. Heartbreak be so lonely, tears keep flowing. You'll be so lonely, baby. That's too much. Turn me off.
Well, since my baby left me, I found a place to dwell. Well, it's down the end of Lonely Street at Heartbreak Hotel, where I'll be. I'll get so lonely, baby. I'll get so lonely, baby. I'll get so lonely, I could die. Although it's always crowded, you still can find some room for broken-hearted lovers who cry there in the gloom. And they'll be so lonely, baby. They'll be so lonely, baby. They'll be so lonely they could die. Well, the bellhop tears keep flowing, and the desk clerk's dressed in black. Well, they've been so long on Lonely Street, they'll never get back. No, they'll be so lonely, baby. They'll be so lonely, baby. They'll be so lonely they could die. Well, now, if your baby leaves you and you have a sad tale to tell, just take a walk down Lonely Street to Heartbreak Hotel, and you will be so, so lonely, babe. You'll be so lonely, babe. You'll be so lonely you could die. Well, though it's always crowded, you still can find some room for broken-hearted lovers to cry there in the gloom. They'll be so, so lonely, baby. They'll be so lonely, baby. They'll be so lonely they could die.
Ba-dum, ba-dum, bum. The Jazzistics right there. I don't know how the lady's name. I have Homer and Jethro.
Down at the Heartbreak Motel, my room, it was so small. Every time I tried to smile, my teeth would touch the wall.
But I'm a staying and a paying. I ain't got room to change my mind.
I picked up my telephone. The manager said hello. He said, "What's eating you?" I said, "That's what I'd like to know."
And I'm a itching and a scratching. I'm wearing out my fingernails.
at me and said, "You can have a room, but you will have to make your bed." I said, "That's okay, buddy. I learned that from my ma." Then he reached out and handed me a hammer and a saw.
And I'm a nailing and a wailing here at the Heartbreak Motel.
Here at the Heartbreak Motel, I got a room with bath. Back home I only had a room and it just had a path.
This outside plumbing is unbecoming. It's really out of this world.
The waiter in the dining room, he filled my heart with cheer. He said I would enjoy it cause I could eat dirt cheap here.
And he was so right, that was my last night. And now I'm checking out of here.
Music of the Star, Homer Jethro. Jethro Burns lived in Evanston. Gotta tell you that. We boom into Evanston. Well, that reminds me. Of what? I forgot. No. I remember what I got to tell you. Last week we're cut off by a football game, but I'll tell you how to keep listening. Sometime it happens at 10 o'clock. Pre-game and all that. You can keep listening by civicmedia.us. Civicmedia.us. Welcome our new station on the Civic Media Radio Network, WZTI. All over Milwaukee. Thank you. That's Jeff Alpert on trombone. Heartbreak Hotel, here's Sammy Davis, Jr. The Music of the Stars. At the London Palladium.
There she is, my old gal, and there he is, that's my old pal, and here am I, broken hearted. She was mine in May, his in June, but she forgot mighty soon. And here am I, man, I'm broken hearted. The last time that she said goodbye, I knew that we were through. It's bad enough that I lost her, I lost him too. Well, there they go, in their joy, a happy girl and a swinging boy. And here am I, I'm brokenhearted.
Buddy DeSilva wrote that. And Jack Place in the orchestra, and here's Jerry Lewis. Jack Place in the orchestra on the Music of the Star.
I dream of you more than you dream I do. How can I prove to you this love is real? You're mean to me more than you mean to be. You just can't seem to see the way I feel when I am close to you. The world is far away. The words that fill my heart, my lips can't seem to say I want you so, more than you'll ever know, more than you dream I do. I dream of you. When I am close to you, the world is far away. The words that fill my heart, my lips can't seem to say. I want you so, more than you'll ever know. More than you dream I do, I dream of you.
Tuned by Glenn Osler's wife, Edna. And her partner, Marjorie Getchlius. That was written for a Bing Crosby picture, Bob Hope, The Road to Morocco, Moonlight Becomes You. And Jackie Gleason and his orchestra in 1957. Carol O'Connor wrote a song for All in the Family. It's the closing song. And here's Carol to sing it for us.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Carol O'Connor.
I think by now most of you know the opening theme of All in the Family, but I don't know if many of you have taken much notice of a very nice closing theme we have. And I didn't notice it for a couple of weeks after beginning my show, and I did notice it, and I asked my friend Roger Kellaway, who composed the music, if I could have permission to do a lyric to it. And he said, fine. So I wrote the lyric to it. And the title of it is Remembering You. And it's our pleasure, Rogers and mine, to do this words and music for you tonight. Got a feeling it's all over now. All over now, we're through. And tomorrow I'll be lonesome, remembering you. Got a feeling the sun will be gone. The day will be long and blue. And tomorrow I'll be crying, remembering you. There's a faraway look in your eye when you try to pretend to me that everything is the same as it used to be. I see it's all over now. All over now, we're through. And tomorrow I can start in remembering you. There's a faraway look in your eye when you try to pretend to me that everything is the same as it used to be. I see it's all over now. All over now, we're through. And tomorrow I can start in remembering. Sad because we're parting, remembering. Consolate my heart in remembering.
Roger Kellaway. Lyrics by Carol O'Connor from All in the Family. I want to feature a musician here that you've heard his music, you remember it sort of, have no idea who wrote it, who played it. His name was Otto Cesana. See, I told you. The music of Otto Sozzani's quite a guy. He arranged orchestrated custom music, what I meant to say, for network radio and for Radio City Music Hall in New York City. In fact, on the air, he conducted a town hall concert, all his own music. But he's forgotten today, which is more the pity. And with his wife, he lived in New York City, came to the United States from Italy in 1908. His brother was Renzo Sozzani. And, you know, we had that mockery of his brother Renzo, the Continental, on Saturday Night Live. Yeah, his brother was an actor and composer also. Renzo died in 1970. Otto died 10 years later. Recorded for Columbia Records. He did a few musicals, Alibaba and the 40 Thieves, stuff like that. One more from Otto Sozzani. This is his autumn song.
Falling leaves drift by the window. The autumn leaves of red and gold. I see your lips, the summer kisses, the sunburned hands I used to hold. Since you went away, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall.
you went away, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall.
A hit from Canada, Joan Crawford, 1956, Autumn Leaves, the title song. It's a May-December romance. You know, they had Joan playing the December part. Here's Homer and Jethro playing it straight. Homer and Jethro, I talked about Jethro Burns living in Evanston, giving string lessons all the way till the end of his life. Great stuff. Here's another guy from Wisconsin, maybe more popular than anybody ever on guitar. The kid started out making his own guitar out of a board, a 2x4 it was, but he pioneered electronic guitar, you see, and his first job professionally was in Kenosha, the old Gateway Theater, still there. Now it's called the Roadie. And the kid was Les Paul, and he was from Waukesha.
And why the world is waiting for the sun rising. My heart is calling. Thank you.
Gene Lockhart wrote that. From Fiddler on the Roof, Perry Como. Stand by for news. We'll be right back.
Is this the little girl I carry? Is this the little boy at play? I don't remember growing. When did they? When did she get to be a beauty? When did he grow to be so tall? Wasn't it yesterday that they?
Music of the Stars from Fiddler on the Roof. Sunrise will be a whole lot earlier next week. I'll remind you about that. Daylight saving time ends. We're on from 7 a.m. till high noon on most of these civic media radio stations. If we're not on your station, worldwide always, and that includes.
This is WISS Berlin-Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein-Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Government funding is set to run out Tuesday night. Democratic leaders in Congress say President Trump has agreed to meet tomorrow, as House Majority Leader Steve Scalise tells ABC's This Week that it's up to Democrats to prevent a shutdown.
Let's let those talks continue till November with this short-term government funding bill that's in the Senate, but it's the same levels of funding that the Senate voted for, Democrats included, back in March.
Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says Democrats are looking for a deal that meets the needs of the American people. Also at the White House Monday, the president will host Israel's prime minister. And on social media, he says there is something special on the horizon for all in the Middle East. Benjamin Netanyahu's office told ABC it's aware of the White House peace proposal, but that nothing will be done against Israel's will. Preparations continuing in the Carolinas ahead of a potential tropical storm that could bring rain and flooding to the region. This is ABC News.